threatens you, you either run away or you're invigorated by it. I handle crisis well. Success is the hardest to endure, not failure. My job is like a baseball coach. Getting fired is no dishonor, you just had a bad season. Later, the conversation turns again to the question of succession and his decision to name Bob Iger president. Bob looks straight, Eisner observes, but there's more there. He did Twin Peaks and Cop Rock. You're looking for some theatricality. He's a tireless worker. People like Bob. But it's clear Eisner isn't comfortable describing Iger's promotion and says that Iger had no reaction when Eisner told him he was making him president. Bob and I are both cool people, he says by way of explanation. We're not high-fivers. Eisner also makes clear that Eisner is by no means his heir apparent. Besides the 5 or 20 Disney executives who Eisner believes could succeed him, Eisner mentions that there are a number of ex-Disney executives who should also be considered. I see these companies, he says. They have a successor, and then there's a shark frenzy. You become a lame duck the minute you say so. No one respects you. It took a Herculean effort to get 8 Simple Rules back on the air, and not just because Eisner and Iger didn't like the script. At the first table read, actress Kaylee Cuoco, one of the teenage daughters, had the first line. Every time she started to speak, she burst into tears. I'm so sorry, she said. Just about everyone on the set ended up crying, including Susan Lynn. The show returned in an hour-long episode that aired on November 4th, which was also Sweeps Week. Braun had banned any laugh track, with the exception of some faint laughter in the opening segment, before Ritter's character, Paul Hennessy, suffers a fatal heart attack while on an errand to buy milk. 2 new characters, the grandparents, played by James Garner and Suzanne Plachette, arrived to rally the family and help the children and their mother confront their devastating loss. No one is pregnant. Considering the delicacy of the situation and the inherent difficulty of treating subjects as profound as death, remembrance, and grieving on a sitcom, the episode was remarkably successful. The show was done as tastefully as television permits, blending scenes of sorrow with wry touches of comic relief. New York Times. A heartfelt, emotional farewell. Los Angeles Times. And from a commercial standpoint, the gamble paid off. 8 Simple Rules attracted over 20 million viewers, giving ABC a huge boost during the critical sweeps week. In the wake of the reviews and ratings, Lynn and Braun waited in vain for any congratulations from Eisner or Iger. Finally, Lynn asked Eisner what he thought of the show, hoping for at least a modest compliment. I didn't like it, he said, complaining that it was lugubrious. Neither he nor Iger said anything positive to either her or Braun, leaving them both angry and dispirited. Braun was also furious when he discovered that NBC had picked up a new reality show from Mark Burnett, the Survivor producer, that Braun thought he had locked up for ABC. A year before, Braun and Andrea Wong had pitched an idea to real estate mogul Donald Trump. Though Trump had declined, opting to create another show, The Apprentice, with Burnett,